よ、皆さん、満月デイポッドキャストへ来てくれたことありがとうございます。今からよろしく。Hey everybody, welcome to the 満月デイポッドキャスト. Thank you, Cold House Studios, for letting us record here. Make sure to check them out online. They have a motion coaster who I like has a music video up now, so I really you should check them out. That being said, today we are talking about tsutsu, and we're going to do it in 5 minutes or less. So let's jump right in. Tsutsu is when you are having a verb in progress. So it's base two always. You can't use base ta or base one or base whatever. You have to use base two tsutsu or base two tsutsu aru, usually at the end of your sentence, meaning that an action is currently in process. Also, tsutsu is used when in progress, but it cannot be used with nouns or adjectives or anything but base two verbs. So that's one thing to be careful of. And the difference between like tsutsu and nagara, which just has two things happening simultaneously, is that tsutsu can only have two actions going on at the same time by the same person. So if it's a volitional verb, it has to be going on by the same person, okay? Also, we don't use iru with tsutsu, so that's kind of a quick thing to be careful. So let's jump into some example sentences so I can show you exactly how it breaks down. So the first one, bedo de 新聞を読みつつテレビに見た。ベッドで新聞を読みつつテレビに見た。So, the first sentence is ベッドで、so in bed, 新聞を、so the newspaper is the object, 読みつつ、so 読む、turn into base 2 becomes 読みつつ、and that's like my first clause. So while reading the newspaper, テレビ、I looked at the TV or watched the TV. I made it as an indirect object over there with the knee. Let's do another sentence here so I can show you another way to use it, okay? 秘密を聞きつつちょっとびっくりして叫んじゃった。So while I was listening to a secret, so when I listened to a secret, 秘密を聞きつつ聞く becomes 聞きつつちょっとびっくりして避けてしまった。And I kind of yelled a little bit. I was like, ah! Okay, so you see how there's two different actions going on by the same person? I heard the secret and then I yelled. I read the newspaper and I watch the TV. You can also use it for a simple action going on. For example,
僕の父ちゃんが日本に引っ越そうと思う。引っ越すと思い。
So in that sentence there, I was saying that my dad was thinking about moving to Japan and it is currently in process of. So I can say again,
僕の父ちゃんが日本に引っ越そうと思いつつある。
So he's thinking about moving to Japan or in the process of thinking about moving to Japan. And that is the state of action that's going on there, okay? So with all three of those sentences, we have a current action. No iru verb is being used. We use aru. It is base two, and the two actions are happening at the same time, okay? If you have any other questions, you can always check us out or send us an email online, and we will help you out there. But with that, I'm going to sign off. But remember,
間違いの後にペリペリになる。ですから間違いましょう、皆さん。今からつつを使って頑張りましょう。それで、また明日。じゃあね。